He came, said the guard, and swore that an engine which stood nearby was his. He said it was one he had made to go to the moon in, and that it had been stolen from him. We sent for more help to arrest him, and he fled. Well, I replied with a shudder, I wish he had approached me in the same way, but he was more cautious at Danzig. At Schwartz we found an engineer to run the engine to Bromberg, and having taken out the western mail for the next northern mail to carry along, we saw that Crawler would be properly attended to, and then started on. The rest of the trip we ran in safety, though I could see the passengers were not wholly at ease, and would not be until they were entirely clear of the railway. Martin Crawler remained insensible from the effects of the blow nearly 2 weeks, and when he recovered from that, he was sound again. His insanity was all gone. I saw him about 3 weeks afterward, but he had no recollection of me. He remembered nothing of the past year, not even his mad freak on my engine. But I remembered it, and I remember it still. And the people need never fear that I shall be imposed upon again by a crazy engineer.